Time to talk some softball after the historic start to the season, winning the first 35. Ducks came to earth a bit, but rallied the troops, swept Oregon State this past weekend, now fifth in the national polls. And after playing number 9 UCLA, number 12 Washington, number 3 Arizona, then the Civil War, they've got a non-conference matchup with number 2 Florida State coming up. We welcome in Coach White. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Steve.
So seriously, you play in this cutthroat conference, four Pac-12 teams ranked among the nation's top 12, you get a non-conference series, you couldn't get some directional school, how the heck did you wind up with Florida State, the number 2 team in the country here?
Well, that's a good question, but you know, we want to make sure we're facing really good pitching and good hitters, and they're definitely that. They're a great team, and yeah, we want to provide some stuff for our fans, too, you know. I mean, they want to see us play good competition, and I think we're starting to play a lot better right now. I'm looking forward to this matchup.
Yeah, you know, I said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but FSU's already beaten Arizona, Washington, Stanford, Michigan is ranked. They play a game tomorrow against number 1 Florida, deep World Series run last year. Their coach has won the ACC Coach of the Year 4 years running. I mean, I guess specifically, what kind of challenges do these Noles with Lonnie Alameda present for your Ducks?
Well, they're very experienced. You know, they went to the College World Series last year, and I think they only graduated one of those starters. So, you know, they had their complete pitching staff back, plus a good freshman. They've got good speed at the top and bottom of the order, and they hit with power. So, you know, they've got a blend of everything.
Oh, is that all? let's get back to the Oregon State series. Like we mentioned, you'd run quite the gauntlet, and we're facing an OSU team that made the regional last year, had a lot on the line. It was scoreless through three. Then you got four off Taylor Cotton in the fourth, and then Mia Camuso comes up with the bases loaded in the fifth. Grand slam, game over. Opening game, pretty nice jolt to get game one.
Yeah, definitely, especially after we'd, you know, the last three series we'd lost that first game and put ourselves in a hole, so it was good to get out there. I think if you told me that we were going to shut them out two games, I would have been pretty surprised, because they were hitting the ball well. They'd beaten some really good teams, but I thought Megan Kleist really had her best weekend of her career so far.
Talking Duck softball with Coach White on Saturday game two, you jump out 4-0. OSU scores a couple in the top of the fifth. Then in the home half, you know, single, fielder's choice, and error. Jenna Lilly gets a run home after getting hit. And then at the top of the order, Danica Mercado singles in two. That was a real nice response from your offense.
Yeah, I think so too. You were just talking about tonight at practice that I thought we did a lot of small things correctly. That is, you know, moving runners over, executing even a suicide squeeze. So I think we did a good job there, and the stolen bases helped. So it was a case of us starting to really put some things together.
Now up 5, you had Miranda in relief of Maggie Ballin. She'd come in during the 5th. 2 strikeouts and a comebacker in the 6th. Then after a leadoff single to open the 7th, strikeout ball game. Not a bad Civil War debut for the freshman, huh?
Oh, definitely, and you know, we needed it, you know, because Maggie Ballin's been struggling just a little bit with her control, and you know, I think Miranda turned in her best performance of you know, her freshman year, without a doubt, and struck out some very good hitters in big situations.
Coach, you know, I hate to rush. We're kind of getting kicked off because we're about to get to Oregon baseball, but I wanted to take them a moment to catch up. Great sweep. Best of luck against this powerhouse Noles team coming in this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, and go Ducks.
All right, have a good one.